Hello.
Hi, Colleen. John over at Local Splash. How's it going?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, any news from Ollie Ollie on the website, or?
No. We left a message. So, I don't know if you want to, my guess would be that they'll call us back on Monday morning, hopefully.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to, you said something about going ahead and setting something up, maybe.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure I'm protecting you guys on a lot of things, too, first off. So what I would suggest then on this one is, I mean, we could secure the listing as far as just the, well, because you're, let me ask you this. You guys are all set to go ahead and transfer through to join the family here at Local Splash. Is that right?
We're what?
Are you guys like 100% saying, okay, we're definitely going to do this. It's just a matter of understanding what the situation is with the website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think he wants to go ahead and do it. Yeah.
Okay. So for now, what I would say is instead of doing all at once paying for the website and all that, because we don't know what's going on with the website yet, what we'll do is just for the actual package itself, the $249 for the Google listing, that way we can get working on a few things, talk with you guys, set up the technician call for Monday, and then hopefully I'll set it as a later time too. That way it gives you enough time to speak with them on Monday as well. And once you guys figure out what's going on with the website, let's say best case scenario, that you take the whole website. It's like no charge. That would be best case scenario, right? So then we keep everything as is and make sure that website is being found. Worst case scenario, they say, all right, you have to pay for this website, blah, blah, blah. At that time, you could say, John, I need you to mimic this website. We can go ahead and do that and then process the other payment of the $299 for the website. So I'm not going to process any website payment until we actually get final word on that. That's what my suggestion would be for that then.
Okay.
I mean, completely up to you. I just want to make sure, you know, kind of save you guys on a few things here.
Right, right. So when I find out on Monday, is that when I'm going to make the payment to you or?
Yes. So payment for the package to get secured for the listing is $249. That will be today. We'll set up the further detail of everything as far as website and all that for Monday though. And on Monday, I'll call in first to check in with you guys to see what the situation is with the website. If you guys, hey John, we need you to go ahead and develop the website for us, then that's when we'll process the payment for the $299. So I don't want to process the $299 payment until we figure out what's going on with the website. I think that's the smart decision on that one, because hey, you never know. You might get a website for free. So,
yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't wishful thinking, you know. But at the same time, I don't want to charge you for a website, and you never know. I mean, it could go that way, and I just kind of want to be wishful thinking. I mean, completely up to you, but either way, we definitely need to figure out if we're going to – if you're saying, hey, John, we're ready to go ahead and make this happen, then I'll go ahead and just do for the $249. Set up the technician call for Monday, or if you feel comfortable, Tuesday, however you want. And then at that time, we'll talk first to go over the website and see if we need to develop one or not. If we do, then that's when we'll process the payment for the $299. But I'm not going to process that until we figure that part out.
Okay. I'm not ready to even process the $249 until I go back into the account and find out when Ollie Ollie takes out their money monthly, because I gotta make sure that I got enough in there.
Gotcha. Understandable. Do you know?
You keep cutting out on me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said totally understandable. So let's see here. Monday, what time would be a good time for me to call then to see what we need to do?
I think they normally call back on, like, in the morning. What did Jimmy say? They're an hour behind us?
Yeah, he did. He mentioned an hour behind.
I think he said they're an hour behind us. Now, are you in our time zone?
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. I would think, John, that we should hear something from them, I would think, at least by 11 o'clock our time.
Okay. So then I'll leave it to, like, maybe give you guys a call at, like, 1 o'clock. And, you know, hopefully that's enough time to give them some free time here as well, too, figure out all the logistics here. And we'll just take it from there, you know.
All right, so you'll call me back on Monday at 1.
Yes, ma'am. I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm putting it in my phone on my calendar because if I don't, I'm going to be honest with you. If I don't recognize the number, I may not answer it. So.
Okay. I appreciate
yeah,
you.
I just got a lot going on with my mom and stuff, so I'm kind of all over the place.
And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, I hope everything works out and
well,
she's feeling
better.
We
all get old. And it's unfortunate, but her health has never been the best, but she's just, yeah. I mean, she's just getting older and the least little thing and it's like the whole world comes crashing down or so she thinks. And then it's just a mess. It'll work out. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I'll pray for that. Yes, ma'am. All right.
So I've got you in for 1 o'clock, John Local Slash. Right.
All right, Colleen. Well, you have a wonderful and safe weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.